brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into another worldwide hour of truth. Thank you for joining us. A few more of your phone calls, and Gerald Celente is joining us. We'll see like one segment on news and items that he's focused on. Then your calls and some of my quick questions. I'm going to try to throw some curveballs at Gerald. Not mean curveballs, but some topics we haven't covered here before. So that's coming up. I just spent the last 5 minutes talking about the pimp game and how the government runs a game on all of us. That's why they want us as like adult children so they can dominate us into submission, and I just don't like it. And I'm here to get people to get off the pimp plantation. Let's talk to Ryan in Iowa. Ryan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, brother. What's on your mind?
Kind of off topic here. I just wanted to just report on just the level of lack of respect for private property that I see seemingly on like a weekly basis, just even in the apartment complex where I live. Just a real quick story. Last night, it was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm just sitting here with my roommate and my friend who lives the building right across from mine. We see cop car pull up and an unmarked police pickup back up. Well, they get out, they shine the lights up at our windows, and we're just like, okay, it's not really unusual to see police officers around here. But they instantly go over to the building my friend lives in, and they start grabbing all the bicycles and load them up into the pickup. She goes out there, and she's like, well, what are you doing? You're taking my bike. Well, it turns out they had just an anonymous tip that there was possibly a stolen bike, so they were just going to grab everyone's bikes that they could that weren't bolted down and just take them without notifying anybody.
Well, let me expand on that. Police now, I first saw this about 8-9 years ago. It was in a newspaper I was sent by a listener in Illinois, and it described the zoning police come in your house in the morning without a warrant to see if you have more than 2 toothbrushes if your house is zoned for 2 people, and 3 toothbrushes is a fine. I'm not kidding. It was in the news. And since then, I've learned they have these programs where cops, even during the day or night, come and try your door. And if it's open, they come in and say, you should lock your door for your safety. I mean, this is insane. And then they've got knock and talk where they knock and then demand to come in and see your guns. That goes in the rich area of Dallas. Imagine a cop comes to your door and says, I'd like to come in and look at your guns. I'm like, what, you know, what planet are you living on, Bob? But yes, they're just getting us all ready for it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, that's just one of the things. I mean, I could go on with just more and more stories. But
so what ended up happening? I mean, what ended up happening?
Well, it was amazing. You know, I mean, they demanded to see your ID, and then they were just asking, like, ridiculous questions. I was just standing up on the deck watching, and my friend, you know, she listens to you as well, so she doesn't hesitate to stand up for her rights. And she was like, no. She's like, I don't have to show my ID. I live here. This is my bicycle. You have no right to take it.
Well, what's happening is property theft is exploding nationwide. That's in the news. And what happens is then everyone becomes guilty. They ask, is that your kayak? Let me see the code on it. Is that your bike? And then it says stop and check. But they never do it to the criminal types that they see slinking around. It's all just an excuse in the name of stopping it to pimp us. I'm sorry. How did this end?
Well, she ended up after about 15 minutes of, you know, arguing with them, finally going into her apartment, getting her ID, showing it to them. And apparently, I don't know, they checked the serial number against some, I don't know, backlog catalog that they had of just like, you know, stolen bikes reported. But she finally got it back. But it was just the fact it took her so long just to get it. I mean,
sure. Once things collapse, we're all suspects. And think of the cops with all the thefts going on out there. They are legitimately get a tip. Okay, these must be stolen bikes. So once everything's criminal, we're all criminal, even if we're not criminal. And then the cops become criminal, and we all just become the scum. And because they don't punish the bike thieves. Listen, I've had cars stolen twice, and the cops won't come out. Then I hung up on 911, and they came out and got in my face and said, don't hang up on us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is one of our favorite guests, and we appreciate him coming on a couple times a month. Is always informative. I always hog Gerald Celente with my questions, my comments, and his analysis and commentary. But today, starting in the next segment, we're going to take calls for Gerald Celente. I know we have loaded phones, people holding from earlier. If you don't want to talk to Gerald or have a question for him, sayonara, appreciate you calling. If you want to talk to Gerald Celente, 800-259-9231. Your questions, your comments. I want to throw him some curveballs, some friendly curveballs. I mean, I want to bring up some stuff that, well, isn't out of the mouth of Alex Jones. Yours truly. TrendsResearch.com. Gerald is an American Trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, business consultant and author who makes predictions about the global financial markets and other events of historical importance. Gerald has been described as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. He has appeared on CBS Morning News, Good Morning America, you name it, he's been on it, TrendsResearch.com. And there's so much going on in the world. I've got a few questions on the economy and a few questions on what's happening in the Middle East. For Gerald, the big debate is coming up tonight. Total distraction, but we'll be covering some of that tomorrow. But Gerald, I always like to ask you, because we don't script these interviews. We don't script any of them, but a big guest like you, I think occasionally I ought to talk to you behind the scenes to find out, you know, hey, what's coming up today? But you're kind enough just to come on kind of blind. What is first and foremost on your radar screen right now? What is stuck in Gerald Celente's craw right now out of the gates?
The Middle East. And what we're starting to read more and more is how the American government, the CIA, the military, are moving more and more into North Africa. And we believe they're going to use this latest Libyan incident as an excuse to keep expanding America's reach into Northern Africa. And as we get closer to the elections, and this is not a conspiracy theorist, it's putting the pieces together, that some kind of a terrorist attack, false flag, real, some kind of something along the line of geopolitical. Already, Alex, it's not the economy, stupid, as it was during the Clinton years and other years. This is very, very strange right now.
Everybody, including Dick Cheney, is shifting over towards international crisis. Let me stop you. This is amazing, Gerald. Guess what I was going to bring up to you first? It's right here in front of me. White House widening covert war in North Africa. Associated Press. State Department, Iran supports Al-Qaeda, Taliban, which is asinine. Those two groups are against each other, Shiite and Sunni. That's exactly what I was going to raise first, but I wanted to see what you were going to say. Clearly, the narrative from the left and the right establishment is get a big widening war going, and even ABC News said 2 days ago, look for an October false flag. They said look for an October surprise. Even when they're telling us that, this is a big deal. What is the cover of my new magazine that has got you in it as well? October Surprise War. I'm not tooting my horn here. That's why I'm so impressed that you're right on the same page, even though we didn't talk before the show. Go ahead, Gerald.
No, we haven't talked at all. And pick up today's toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Look at the front page. I mean, you can see how they're throwing it out at us. They're blaming. And what, how many people got killed in Iraq this past month? It's like a record in the last 2 years. And who are they blaming? They're blaming Iran. Could you imagine the Americans and their coalition of the willing that have destroyed a country on the false reasons, there were no weapons of mass destruction ties to Al-Qaeda, killed an estimated 1 million people, destroyed the entire nation, polluted, depleted uranium, and what do we kill? How many of our troops are dead? 5,000 or so? Lives ruined, and they're blaming Iran. This is right in the front page of the toilet paper of record. And then, you keep putting all the pieces together. So, as I mentioned, here we are at a time, again, look at the data coming in. 30% of the jobs that were created in this so-called recovery over in August are low-paying jobs in fast food and quick food restaurants. So here the economy should be number one issue, and neither of the candidates are really discussing it. And then over on the flank, we still keep hearing from Israel and whether or not they're going to bomb Iran within after the election, before the election. Oh, and this is very important. Romney has to win Florida. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, Obama had a 4 to 5 point lead. Now they're back down to neck and neck. And there's a very heavy Jewish influence vote in Florida. How is Obama going to play the Florida card, the Netanyahu card, the Israeli card? Because Florida is key. And you can see how key Florida was when Gore ran against Bush in 2000. He was losing Ohio. And this is one of the swing states that Romney is now taking a bad loss in. That means what Gore did was he dumped his money near the end of the election into Florida. And remember, he almost won the hanging chads. Whether or not he won or not is up in the air. So what I'm saying is the focus is on Florida. The focus is going to be, to me, the Middle East.
I absolutely agree with you, and my next issue in the stack is the big GMO battle going on. I wanted to get your take. It's just amazing how many times I've made a joke, not really a joke, around the office here on the nightly news and the show. I go, watch, I'm going to have this first, and then when I get Gerald on, watch, he'll bring this up first. Because it's not even always whatever they've got in the news. You're just always honed right in on what I at least think is the trend. I mean, I wrote this about a week and a half ago when we went to print, October Surprise War. And then this week, ABC News comes out and mirrors our article in InfoWars Magazine and says October Surprise, and that both parties are trying to get one going, which is exactly what we say in here. I say whatever the establishment, you know, thinks is the best puppet, because they still haven't decided completely, they're going to give them the false flag. And it's so incredible to see the West put al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, and Iran to attack those countries and to suicide bomb, and then to simultaneously say today that Iran is running suicide bombers when the suicide bombers are out of Saudi Arabia and have been landed by NATO and are blowing up shopping malls and ancient churches. I mean, we're talking UNESCO, UN World Heritage Sites. They go in and tell fathers, we're going to kill your family if you don't car bomb something. This is admitted, and the New York Times acts like they're heroes. I mean, I've entered a twilight zone, Gerald, where the government publicly runs al-Qaeda, but says they've got to grope my wife and children because of al-Qaeda. They've got to set up highway checkpoints because of al-Qaeda. They've got to watch my bank account because of al-Qaeda. They've got to take all my liberties and have the NSA spy on me because of al-Qaeda. And then they're running al-Qaeda everywhere. And then they think I'm so dumb, they say, we've got to attack Iran. They run al-Qaeda. I mean, this is unbelievable, Gerald.
We have a psychopath in charge. You've seen that video, I'm sure, floating around the internet with James Baker and Hillary Clinton talking about Iran. And she goes hysterically laughing about, you know, what we're going to do and how we have to do this and we have to do that. You watch the behavior of these people and you have to ask, you know, what planet are they on? And so what we're looking at, Alex, again, and I cannot emphasize this enough, because in all our lives, every one of us that's working for a living, and the people that we know, so many of them, they're losing their homes. People are having difficulty at making ends meet. Up here in Kingston, uptown Kingston, every night, every day, I see people going through the trash barrels outside. People with carts picking up empty bottles. I've never seen this before. And so the economy should be the number one issue that confronts us all on an everyday level. It really does a lot to think about how am I going to get food in my mouth, clothes on my back, and whether or not they're going to take my home away from me. And by the way, just to interject into whether or not they're going to take our home, my home away from me, look what's going on with all the elderly people that can no longer afford to pay these exorbitant property taxes, these exorbitant school taxes, and they're losing their homes. And so when we're looking at, and then of course there's that college debt of over $1 trillion. And what are we talking about? Al-Qaeda, Homeland Security. Oh, did you see that latest study that came out? The billions of dollars missing that was supposed to go into Homeland Security so they could find us terrorists out there in the United States. And what a complete waste.
They didn't find one terrorist. Instead, they watched mainline political groups, including church bake sales, because that's really who the enemy is. It's those that are normal. It's the Amish. They literally put the Amish in the database and have Homeland Security watching them under the Rural Affairs Council, run by who? The Department of Defense, because everybody knows the Pentagon's got to fight them Amish who haven't been violent in 400 years.
Yeah. Again, as I've said, I am convinced at this point that it's the anti-human race in charge. These people are anathema to everything that is fine within the human race. Everything they do, they destroy it. You were talking about GMO food.
Stay there, sir. I want you to cover that when we get back, and then right to phone calls with the one and the only Gerald Celente. my favorite guest, probably. I know it's my mother's. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To your phone calls after Gerald breaks down his take on the big fight between the GMO producers and those of us that want to be able to read it on the label. How dare us? And then coming up, mass flu vaccination drill also is practice for an emergency. This is out of the PJ Star newspaper, and this is for a forced inoculation drill. Also, printable gun revolution moving forward despite corporate Second Amendment fears. After our own Adan Salazar wrote an article last week about an Austin man who got a high-tech 3D printer and was trying to make a gun with it, manufacturer was basically contacted by the ATF and came and grabbed the printer back. So they're watching everything we do. We're so evil, trying to invent things. That's, you don't do that in America. You don't invent things. Gerald Celente, before we go to calls, you were getting into the fact that how dare Americans want to label the GMOs. And now they're pulling videos online on YouTube critical of Whole Foods, who's pretty much bringing in a whole bunch of GMO and working with Monsanto.
And it's even bigger than that. Forget about the labeling. How could they let this even happen? How could they keep poisoning us like this? By the way, Alex, I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for my work that I've done over the years in complementary medicine. You know, so I'm, you know, I've been familiar with this kind of movement, you know, when it really started to take hold in the late 70s. And that the government in this country allows what other governments won't allow, to me, is really the issue. But it's not really the government allowing anything. It's called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. I say this over and over again. They don't run the government. We people have nothing to say. It's the corporations that are running the show. By the way, I also used to be, in my earlier career, when they were brand new, I used to put together the political action committees in D.C. for the chemical industry. That's right. Roman Haas, DuPont, Union Carbide, Lonza. I know how it's done. So what people think is out there, a governmental system that is watching them in any way for a positive development, they're kids. You know, they're still stuck, you know, in eighth grade social science class. The government is totally run by the major corporations. It's a takeover. Big agriculture. The military industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, as I said, the agricultural, pharmaceutical, retail, communications, very few control everything. So the issue isn't, to me, whether or not they should be labeling genetically modified foods. The issue is, what the hell are they doing here in the first place?
No, I agree with you, and that's how pathetic it is, that how dare us even want to know if milk came from a cow that had human genes in its milk-producing glands, its udders. How dare us want to know if salmon has an insect gene injected into us? How dare us, when all the studies are coming out about the cancer and infertility, look, I agree they're fascists, but it's worse. They're eugenicists, Gerald, and I know you've looked into this. They want to reduce population. This is a covert takeover operation. Briefly, as we go to break and come back with calls, what's your take on the overall agenda of how they actually enjoy killing us?
As I said, they are the anti-human race. We just sent you that video link that I was talking about with Hillary Clinton. You watch the behavior of these people. They're not people that we would never associate with. They're the anti-human race. Look at by their deeds you shall know them. They're putting poisons in the air, poisons in our food. They send our people to go get killed and kill others. They are out of their minds. Look what's going on tonight. You're going to see another episode of the presidential reality show, and people are fighting among each other to which lesser of two evils is the one that they're going to support.
Yeah, I love the new Trends cover that's got Obama as the devil and Romney as the devil. It's a two-headed, one-bodied monster. Very, very well done by your amazing graphics person.
Oh, Anthony Frieda, he is terrific.
All right, we're going to, in fact, I want to use that graphic if I can in the next issue of the magazine. That is unbelievable. And link over to trendsresearch.com. I promise, folks, I'm not going to hog him anymore. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls for Gerald Celente, and then I've got a few other items I want to mention. But by the way, the Health Emergency States Act and all these other programs, they are preparing for forced inoculations. We've got an article about that as well. It just went up at Infowars.com. Gerald mentioned this new study where they admit billions spent to spy on the American people. They're saying if you don't trust the government, you're a terrorist. I mean, come on. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've all seen that clip of Hillary Clinton over a year ago, or a little less than a year ago. The bombardment started about a year and a half ago, but I guess it was 7, 8, 9 months ago, saying that she came to Libya and that they saw Gaddafi die. And she laughed about it. Ah, ha, ha, this is a woman never fought a day in her life. She always uses others to do it. And then she makes a joke about somebody being drug around and killed, but then would make fun of other people that did similar things. So if somebody else drug and killed some Western globalist leader, it would be very solemn and barbarous and evil. But then, ha, 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 I came, I saw, he died. Ha, ha, like she's Julius Caesar. I came, I saw, I conquered. And they always make jokes about this. Richard Pearl was in the New York Times, came over to a group of good-looking women reporters at a cocktail party 6, 7 years ago. The Prince of Darkness at the Pentagon, as he's known, part of the Pentagon Special Plans Office, making up the WMD lies, which are admitted lies. And he came over and he said, I kill lots of people. I order this war, and I kill lots of people. I'm very powerful. And the women were all creeped out and walked off. I mean, you're talking about like a 600-pound self-propelled stomach with giant black circles around his eyes. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best-looking guy in the world either, but he looks like the Penguin or something. And this is what they think is, like, sexy. You know, I control troops that kill people. And you watch these people. I've been around globalists before at events, and they are gibbering, weird, neurotic, crazy people that are like demons running around with the levers of power, just flipping them because they can. They get off on the GMO hurting you. They get off on the vaccines. It's all a big joke to them. And we just bow down to these crazy pimps. Let's play the clip and then get Gerald taking your calls. Here they are on Charlie Rose, James Baker, and Hillary, the Republican and the Democrat, just acting like gibbering weirdos. Here it is.
Containment will not work.
I agree with that. My personal position on that is this. We ought to try every possible avenue we can to see if we can get them to correct their desire and goal of acquiring a nuclear weapon, but we cannot let them acquire that weapon. We are the only country in the world that can stop that. The Israelis, in my opinion, do not have the capability of stopping it. They can delay it. There will also be many, many side effects, all of them adverse, from an Israeli strike. But at the end of the day, if we don't get it done the way the administration's working on it now, which I totally agree with, then we ought to take them out.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, we're working hard.
Talk about a power trip. If you don't see the video of her as a radio listener, she smiles like a demon, like a jack-o'-lantern, and goes, ha, 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 ha. When I was in Bohemian Grove, these billionaires would get together, and that's all you heard was them just going, ha, 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 and Jack Bauer torturing people's kids to make them answer questions. It's this evil fantasy, and the federal guards raping children in front of their parents, and that's in the Army's report. I mean, these are people that get off on all of this and really get off on death and destruction. And they've got a covert war going, blowing up buildings, blowing up bases, suicide bombers where they threaten to kill their families. And the New York Times ran with that. Was like, look at these heroes. Now they're suicide bombing. I mean, this is so sick. Gerald Celente, we're going to calls, but that's what you're talking about right there. Hillary acting like a demon.
Yeah, and listen to Baker, what we're going to do. I don't think any of these, I don't think Baker could, you know, he probably have trouble walking upstairs. And what we're going to do? What do you mean we? You mean send other people to get killed for your psycho trip? And I mean, Lady Macbeth, I mean, you know, Hillary, she outshines Lady Macbeth 1,000 to 1. It's not even close. I'm telling you, Alex, it's as though an anti-human race is running the globe.
Even Hitler and Mussolini, who were incredibly egomaniacs, out of control, narcissists, would not get up on newsreels and go, ha, 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 about attacking Russia. They'd be like, this is terrible, but we have to invade. You know, this is, we have to launch Barbarossa. We did this because they're going to invade us, and it's very grim. But I mean, nowadays, it's just like, ha, 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 ha. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, one of the staff over here, our man behind the camera, Lennox Roscoe Ryan III, he said in the break, he said, you know, listening to this is like listening to a science fiction movie. He says, I feel like I'm trapped in a 50s science fiction movie. I cannot believe this is actually happening.
Have you seen the clip of where she said, I came, I saw, he died?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, in this upcoming edition of the Trends Journal, we make reference to that clip and have the link there. Yeah, I came, and she laughs.
But she laughs really demonic, like a witch out of a movie. I mean, you don't talk about World War III like it's fun.
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
No, I mean, these are like malevolent maniacs out of a movie.
Oh, I know. And that's what I said. Lady Macbeth, you know, compared to Hillary Clinton, I mean, you know, she was Joan of Arc compared to this one. And it's right there in front of us. And what is it that people keep supporting them? And they give their lives up for them. And they will fight among each other to defend them and say, my freak is better than your freak.
Well said, Gerald. Let's go to phone calls, as promised. Let's go to Steve in Chicago, listening to one of our newest affiliates, 1530 WCKG, covering Chicago. Welcome, Steve. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me. The murder capital of the world. Isn't that something to be proud of?
Hey, your mayor said he wants to ask the public what they can do to stop the gun violence. Well, legalize guns so people can protect themselves, so all the criminals don't move there to feed off the public, and stop letting the government, the Sinaloa cartel, which has been caught shipping drugs in for the CIA, stop letting them ship in their drugs. Decriminalize drugs. In fact, I'm interrupting you. What's your question for Gerald? Then I'm going to ask Gerald how he would try to fix Chicago. Maybe kick the mafia out that runs it? Sorry, go ahead.
Actually, my call was about the bond market. I used to trade in the bond pits in Chicago for years, and I understand the importance behind the way the government is funded and how the treasury yields are so low. Right now, the last time I checked, a 10-year treasury is yielding about 1.63%, and right now, when we sell our bonds, at that rate, it's about $100 billion a year in funding costs and interest for the government. Now, if interest rates were just to go back to a normal rate, which a historically average of, 5%, you're looking at around, I don't know exact numbers, but it's around $1 trillion a year in, being able to just to fund the interest payments. Now, I think that's the one canary in the coal mine that, sure, the dollar index could go down. It's trading around 79, 80, something like that right now. The dollar index goes down to 70 and breaks new lows of 65. It's going to cause some problems, but until the treasury market bubble is bursted, I don't see economically the panic in the United States like we've seen treasuries go over 7% in Spain.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that as the world melts down, people will go to the last island, even if it's sinking. It's sinking the slowest. That's the United States, and that will prop things up. But if you look at the overall scale, everything is sinking. So, it's kind of like being on a house as a tsunami comes. You're the highest house, but you're just going to get to have the view of it overtaking the other homes. I mean, do you have a question for Gerald?
When does that bubble pop? Because I think that is the most important thing is the treasury market. When that market starts to sell off, nothing sells off like that market, and people will panic when interest rates start to rise. And I'm just wondering when he thinks that's going to take place.
Gerald, go ahead and take that question.
From the Financial Times, Bernanke rejects rate rise talk. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue to keep interest rates around the world, everybody's lowering them, as low as possible. And what this is doing is robbing the people of their future. Because now you don't save any money. You save, what do you get? If you have $100,000, they'll give you 1%. So they're going to continue to do this as long as they can. And so he's 100% right. Once these rates go up, but here's what I believe. The rates will go up. But our mind won't be on rates. It'll be on war. I keep saying this over and over again. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. There's a war in Yemen, a war in Bahrain, a war in Libya. There's wars in Egypt. I mean, the people are taking to the streets in Tunisia, in Syria. Look at the millions of people, millions and millions of people in the streets of Spain, in Portugal,
exactly,
in Greece.
All right, let's go to the next caller. But I really just wanted to say this to you, Gerald, and I appreciate your fine point and what you laid out. You're spot on, sir. Good to talk to people that are so informed, in some cases more than I am when it comes to bonds. Such a wide spectrum of information. Gerald, constantly, I see the meme out there that Gerald Celente is a fear porn, Alex Jones is a fear porn. There's no war. There's no depression. I mean, they're launching giant covert wars everywhere. The gas is going up. The dollar's going down. Europe literally has fires and riots. Major U.S. cities already have it. And then we see all this government preparation. They're running TV ads saying prepare for the zombie apocalypse as an archetype of the welfare people, going crazy. So they're trying to tell everybody everything's fine when the big war has already started. The collapse has already begun, but we can't ever respond to it because the general public still doesn't even know it's already started.
I know. Are we on, Alex?
Yes, your Skype is cutting out a little bit. We'll reconnect during the break. Yes, go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is under collapse. And they don't want to admit it, and they're looking at all these events as one-offs. When you put them all together, and this is why I'm going back to the caller about rates. They're going to keep rates low. They have to. China right now, they're dumping in records amounts of stimulus. Governments around the world are cutting interest rates. They need to keep pumping. Look at the car numbers coming out. Car sales. They're offering loans for nothing, virtually. No interest rate loans. And they'll give them to anybody. It's kind of a new housing bubble, but in the car market. So what's going to happen, rates will come up, but only when our mind is off the economy.
Sure.
And our mind is on war.
Sure, and more they're saying the war is next year, but now ABC News says there could be a false flag themselves. But then I'm kooky because I said it before them. I'm bad because I'm right, and so are you. Let's talk to Jack in Florida, and then we'll talk to others. Jack, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Long worldwide broadcast.
I've been listening to your show for about 15 years, I guess. First time calling in. I'm glad you guys are talking about the GMO stuff because that's exactly why I called even before Gerald came on. I wanted to get Gerald's take and your take on this. I have a theory I've been floating around, friends of mine, been thinking about this stuff for a while now. What about if this whole thing is kind of like the first Batman film with Jack Nicholson in it? Remember when the newscasters are talking about combinations of cosmetics? That it doesn't affect you unless you do certain things like...
No. It's binary weapons. And then Christopher Walken says, just like Gulf of Tonkin, we're staging the terror attack. And I've used that clip before to illustrate this. Yes. No, they are. They're binary weapons. And I've got all these globalists bragging in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now that, oh, we ought to put stuff in the food to sterilize people. Well, they are. They are doing it. Gerald Celente, thank you for the call. Your take on that.
Look what they did with women for all these years. And again, I was involved in this when it was happening, saying how deadly it was. Hey, ladies, keep pumping in that estrogen. Remember that one? They don't talk about that anymore. For years and years and years, they were telling women to keep taking estrogen. It will, you know, it'll put a pause on menopause. It'll build your own. And it'll tell you what else it'll do.
We're going to reconnect with Gerald Celente.
Cancer. And they kept dumping this stuff into it.
Amazing, Gerald. Your Skype is cutting out. We're going to, it's usually crystal clear. We're going to try to reconnect during the break here in a few minutes, but stay there for now. Let's go to Zach in North Carolina. You're on the air for our guest. Go ahead, Zach, your question.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, my question is for Mr. Celente. I was just wondering, in the last year, I started to wake up, with the GMO and the aspartame. And my family history is really patriotic. I come from a real patriotic family, but my family hasn't completely woken up yet. And,
well, that's because it's patriotic to do what you're told and die nowadays. Asking questions, the Pentagon's own reports out, Wired Magazine's reporting, is terrorism. In America, you submit to death.
Well, the soft kill, I've been studying it.
Sure.
Sure.
So what's your question for Gerald? What's your question?
My question is, what could I do? Because I've showed videos to my dad about, like, Ted Gunderson, the retired FBI agent, coming out and about how, 9/11 was staged and everything. The Federal Reserve, I'm starting to wake people up with the Federal Reserve, and some people are like, no.
Well, I mean, you can show your dad the video I did last hour, that part of the radio show where I showed mainstream news where the elites, Obama, Romney, the Chinese elite, none of them will eat GMO, but they want to force us to eat it, and then all the big studies where it causes giant tumors. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, when people won't listen to you, move on. Move on to those that can be saved. Gerald, what do you say?
Well, on the food issue, I've been talking about whole health healing for a long time. And you know how I feel about this whole issue. Nothing is going to change until the individuals change. And that means people have to get strong physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's not just
all right, Gerald, unfortunately, your Skype's not working. We're a little bit of overdrive. I really wanted to take calls. And of course, Murphy's Law, that's when his Skype's breaking up. But we're going to try to get this fixed during the break, find out what's going on with Gerald's internet that's normally crystal clear. It may be our internet. God knows what's going on around here. Maybe we're doing some big uploads or something. We need to find out if that's happening. And I'll run around and try to figure out what's going on here and try to get Gerald Celente back on to take more of your calls. But you could make out some of what he was saying. Yeah, you're going to have to. I'm trying to make the decision. I got allergies so bad my face is puffed up, even though I've now lost even more weight. I mean, you know, I'm standing there in my underwear. I mean, I look like I'm 25 years old again. Belly's almost gone. Fat off my back's almost gone. I feel great. But because of allergies, you know, my face is puffed up. I'm trying to not eat GMO. Again, the major 9 to 10 food crops are all GMO now. It's hard to escape. When they're going to come out with every major food item as GMO now. We're going to come back and do two more segments with Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can subscribe to the Trends Research Institute at TrendsResearch.com, get their news alerts and their great magazine, and support free speech and the First Amendment and true mavericks like Gerald. You can also subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com and get 13 issues, use the first one free, with free shipping to the new magazine, and use it as a tool to give to others. You can also buy them in bulk at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're continuing to take calls for Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. Gerald, you were cutting out a bit, but I mean, what do you say to people whose families laugh at them and say there's no tyranny going on? I mean, I would feel sorry for that family. I would try to keep giving them information like the InfoWars magazine or the Trends Journal. I mean, something like that, really well written with graphics and documentation to give them facts. But after that, I mean, I would just move on. I wouldn't plead with them because there's a lot of people who want to be helped and who want to be awakened. What do you say to that?
Well, they are being awakened. And a lot of people are, as you said, you just move on. Oh, by the way, to get rid of your allergy, cut out wheat and dairy if you haven't already, and guarantee it'll go away.
Sure, that's a big part of it. Yeah, yeah, the gluten.
You got to cut out wheat and dairy. You cut it out for about 3 weeks, and you'll see all your symptoms will leave, and then you can get back on it. You don't have to get rid of it for the rest of your life. I used to have those allergies, too. Anyway, with the other issue is that people don't want to face the reality. Everything they believed in is a lie, and they can't face up to it. It's like Obama apologists. You show them one after another how Obama, I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. I'm going to do away with torture, but we'll move them overseas. I'm going to, I got it. We're going to repeal the Patriot Act and restore habeas corpus rights. You go one after another on the Obama.
I'm not going to hire lobbyists. I'm not going to have banker bailouts. I'm not going to sign the NDAA when he wrote it. I mean, it's all about betrayal for a nation of suckers. Let's go to another call. MJ in Illinois, also listening on 1530 at WCKG. A lot of callers getting through from that station. You're on the air, MJ.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is, to my understanding, according to the Dodd-Frank bill, as of January 1st, our bank deposits will no longer be protected by the FDIC. So what way can we protect what we do have in the bank? Because I know we can't take everything out, but I'm just trying to find what's the solution around this new law.
Well, they're already going to devalue it anyways. Gerald, your comments on that.
Well, you know, you keep as little in as you can into the banks. You know, why would you keep your money in there anyway when they're not giving you any interest? So I just try to keep enough in there to cover my expenses. You know, why should I let them use my money? And this whole mentality, again, you know, there's a story, in the Financial Times about this lowering of interest rates. And you know what the banks are doing? Everybody's refinancing their homes. And the interest rate for refinance is probably about 3.4%. But you know what? It should be a lot lower considering where the Fed rates are. So what they're doing is not only are they taking your money and using it, but they're charging you more to get it when they're making more money with the lower interest rates. So again, it goes back to why should you trust them at all? And that was the lesson I learned with MF Global when they went into my segregated account, robbed my money, and you never heard any problems.
And he got caught lying, and the court said, hey, you're allowed a lot of Congress to steal money.
That's it. And nobody brought Corzine up on charges. They didn't even question.
No, he wasn't an old Amish man selling milk to a neighbor or a Girl Scout selling cookies and needs to be arrested. He was, he's a good global. Well, he's a member of the club, as you say, a member of the New World Order Mafia. Thank you so much for your call, MJ. Anything else? MJ's gone. We're going to go to break here in a little bit more with Gerald. Try to go to Martino's in Lithuania. I didn't even notice that somebody was calling from Lithuania. And then a few other callers with Gerald Celente. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. All I can say on this front as we go to break here is this. People say, hey, just be positive, that'll fix it. No, that's called being gullible dupe. We have to admit how much trouble we're in if we're ever going to get out of this mess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.